Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com or 1500 AM. Stay on top of the latest shutdown information here and at federalnewsradio.com. The military can't go far or do much without reliable delivery of cargo. That's where the Transportation Command comes in. Transcom Excellence is all about logistics, and now it's completed what it calls a proof-of-principle test of an off-the-shelf commercial transportation management system. It promises to improve logistics and lower costs for this crucial function. Joining me with more, Kelly Mueller-McNulty and Gary Herman, logistics management specialists for U.S. Transcom. Great to have you both on.
Good to be with you this morning.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
Tell us what this project was all about. What are you trying to do here with this commercial off-the-shelf product?
We have a whole host of software systems currently that have been built over the last several decades. They're all very specific to the specific mode that we would be using, such as air or sea lift or road or rail. The problems run into when we have a shipment that we need to move using multiple sources of transportation, so say like a sea lift to an airlift move. The data that we have to use to put into one system isn't really going to flow into the other, and so we have a whole lot of really kind of just the best way to say it is manual labor that we're going to have to take data out of one system and put it in another system so the data doesn't flow back and forth as we've built this network over the last several decades. So this commercial solution, or the Commercial Transportation Management System, or TMS, is going to really help us with that data. It's going to allow us to exploit large amounts of data, kind of what we've been hearing nowadays in the cloud and big data. It's going to allow us to exploit a lot of that data so that we can hopefully string these movements together more efficiently to lower our transportation costs, better use our lift assets in a more, well, holistic is a good word, almost maximize our usage, optimize it is probably the best word for it.
For example, if you are moving, say, major troops overseas, airlift is only really a small part of that. You've got the MARAD ships that are mostly sit around until something big happens. Then you've got at least two modes going. And you might also be using railroads to get things to the ships and planes.
Absolutely. That's typically the way that works. You'll leave a fort or a base somewhere in the U.S. and go to a port and get on a ship or an aircraft or whatever and get to the theater, and then you're going to have that process in reverse on where you might get overseas somewhere. So we're trying to string all of that together in one system. Right now, our systems really just don't talk back and forth, and it's a very labor-intensive process. And it's very difficult for our commanders out there in the field to see what's coming and when. Hopefully this system is going to help rectify that.
And what is the system you are trying to adapt?
We're actually still in a source selection for that. So we're using hopefully a commercial software system. And there are several out on the market. SAP uses some, Oracle, JDA, several other companies make TMSs, and right now we haven't actually picked a software package, but we have tried out a couple to make sure that they do actually do the work that we need it to do, and that was the whole proof of principle that we just wrapped up. So we proved that these software tools will actually work for our business, and now we're going to go into a negotiation to acquire one.
So these tools might be in operation by carriers or multimodal transport companies like, say, Maersk, for example.
Absolutely. They're in use today by most large transportation companies. And certainly throughout the fall, we've gone out to a lot of these companies to see how they use it to kind of help inform our way forward.
And Kelly, tell us where you are in this whole process.
Gary just mentioned a proof of principle that we just finished up with. We took about 120 days to take a commercial off-the-shelf system, if you will, and test it, stress it, to see if it could meet the needs of the enterprise, and we finished that up in early December. So since that point, the team has entered into a source selection phase for a TMS integrator. Now, as you can imagine, an undertaking of this kind of effort, it's going to require a significant amount of resources to include people, equipment, office space, and initially we're developing a TMS integration team to include a TMS consultant, and an experienced TMS integrator. So we'll finish up the selection for that integrator at the end of this month. And then once we have that integrator on board, we plan to build out the initial implementation schedule.
Sure.
Yep, gather requirements for the implementation phase. That's going to be the people across the whole enterprise that are going to help us.
Yeah, you've got to involve the people that actually do the shipping and do the receipts and all of that also.
Yeah, this is going to take all of our stakeholders, customers, our transportation partners. They'll partner with Transcom, And then us, together with the integrator, we will create and execute a detailed implementation plan.
We're speaking with Kelly Mueller-McNulty and Gary Herman, logistics management specialists for U.S. Transcom. And that was my next question. Besides the U.S.-owned and military-owned assets, often you use commercial carriers and transportation companies to augment what the government itself has.
Exactly correct. In fact, quite a bit of our stuff goes via commercial. In the event of a large contingency, we're going to need a lot of lift, and much more so than what we have available in the military.
Now, you've got these stovepipe systems. I imagine they're COBOL-coded, and they have their own databases, each connected with the legacy systems. What is involved in getting all that data out and into what you eventually choose as the new system?
Well, what that will become is part of the implementation phase, which we will roll that out this year. Our initial thought is to build the TMS and implement in subsets or capability sets. We plan to build out the modes and nodes and lanes specific to a particular geography or region. And what we'll have to do when we do that is bring in the data that's required to support all that, the master data, the routes, the rates, the schedules, everything associated to build out this initial TMS capability.
So that must be one of the selection criteria to make sure that the data that you have now would be usable by a new system.
Yes, it will be part of the integration. When we select this integrator and they bring in this software and they lay it upon our current as-is processes, if you will, and determine the data that we currently can pull from the legacy systems, much of that will be determined at that point in time.
And what about the user interfaces? I imagine you've got green screens now for all of this, and something different is going to be presented to users at some point.
And we will have to determine that as well as the business process reengineering that will have to go on. We'll have to determine the changes to data schemas and the interface requirements and the business processes that have to be reengineered. One of the big things in this is as we go through this, there's going to be probably quite a few changes that are going to have to happen across the whole enterprise. And some of these process decisions may require a change in roles and responsibilities and the way that we translate data and work our processes.
And because this is all going to be, as you mentioned earlier, cloud-based, it sounds like the mobile access and use of this data would be enhanced at some point.
Yes, it should be something that users out throughout the world will have access to just via web application, as opposed to having things loaded on desktops and mainframe computers. So this should be even something that's a little bit more robust network than what we currently have.
And for even within a given mode, say rail or ship, what can the new commercial systems do that the Transcom's own system can't do at this point?
Good question. Right now, it's very difficult for us to do optimization. It's a very manual process, and so it's not real conducive to maximizing the use of our lift assets. Right now, we can't really see all of our transportation requirements in one location, and we can't see all of our transportation capacity, whether that's the lift assets or the nodes and the throughput that you can put through a port, for example. We don't really have the ability to see that all in one place. So the way we solve those problems today is to have big teams of people sit down for days and weeks at a time to solve these things and put together a big transportation plan. Right now, with these commercial solutions, what we have found is that all these transportation requirements can go into one central location, and it marries it up with what our network looks like, and it tells us this is the best way to package everything for movement, to include down to this is the stuff that should go on this airplane, but then it's going to follow on to, a ship. It's going to do a lot of that work for us. So that manual process is really going to shift more to exception management, looking for things that fail to deliver on time, and then what can we do to speed up the movement. And there's a cost aspect to this as well. Once we've started to maximize the use of our assets, we should be saving the taxpayer quite a bit of money through better transportation solutions.
That's Gary Herman and Kelly Mueller-McNulty, Logistic Management Specialist for U.S. Transcom. Thanks so much.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, Tom.
Find a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One. Still to come on Federal News Radio, the government is sort of stuck between short-term budget bumps and the long-term goals of more efficient procurement. But first, Congress has done a lot to reform the Veterans Affairs Department, but it's not finished. We'll hear from the Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.